Well, you know, it's Friday morning on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. That means we get to spend a little more time with Steve Courtney and the one and only MSU basketball coach extraordinaire, Tom Izzo. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Dub. Hello again, my friends. Clearly, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to a very important time in the Big Ten schedule. As a matter of fact, for our Michigan State Spartans, there are just 8 games left. And when you take a look at the Big Ten standings, it's kind of unbelievable, the cluster that is the Big Ten right now. Now, here's the deal. We have not seen Tom Izzo and the Spartans since last Sunday in West Lafayette. A little bit of a blow leading up to the showdown with the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers going on at Madison Square Garden high noon tomorrow. Let's talk about it. Coach, how are you this morning?
Morning, Coach.
How you guys doing? Well, you can look at the glass half full or half empty. We're in the loss column, we're 1 game out of 2nd. And in the loss column, we're 1 game out of 11th. So that kind of tells you where the league is. It's I've never seen it like this in all the years I've been in it. But you're right, it gets to be separation Sunday or separation Saturday or separation week, you know, the next weeks. I think in the next week there's going to be some that go up and some that go down. But who knows, this could go on right to the end, I guess, with different games. But it is a big game for us Sunday. Rutgers is one of those teams that is a hair ahead of us in the win column, and it'll be a heck of a game at Madison Square Garden, incredible setting. So we're looking forward to it.
You know, you say, Tom, you've never seen the conference shaping up like it is. Obviously, Purdue on top of the world right now, 11-1 in conference play. Then you've got Illinois, Rutgers, who we'll see tomorrow at 7-4. Then there's us, Iowa, Northwestern, Maryland, Indiana, Michigan via their win last night over Northwestern, all at 6-5, and it's so very important as we set up the last 8. The bottom 4 teams in the standings open Big Ten tournament play on March 8th. The top 4 teams don't have to play until that Friday, 2 days later. So clearly, like you say, Coach, over the next couple of weeks, there's a lot at stake.
Well, there really is. You know, I think everybody's would agree that it's going to be hard to catch Purdue. And so I think the next goal is to get to those bye game in the Big Ten tournament. And you got to finish in the top 4 for that. And there's tiebreakers, there's everything else. But I think for us, with the injuries we've had and Malik now back, physically he's back. You know, I don't know if skill-wise he's back yet. It'll probably take another week or two. But at least he's back and he seems to be doing pretty well. He's practicing just about every day, full go. And that'll make, so our goal is a little different. You know, we want to get healthy and playing well. I mean, winning and losing is going to be important, but playing well towards the end of the year is what helps you in any tournament you're in.
With the helter-skelter schedule that you guys were participating in, obviously you play last Sunday, and then there's a little bit of a break, Tom, as far as the way this season has played out. And I know you have been looking forward to getting some quality practice time with your team, and as you mentioned, giving this team somewhat of a blow. Was there a happy medium there during this week?
We did both. We had a little time off, and we've had some good practice time on us, and then we've had some prep time, as we will do this morning before we leave for New York. So we've got a chance to do both, you know, get a little fresher, you know, work on some things with Malik back in the lineup, in the playing group for sure, and still work on Rutgers. But it's our schedule of the 6 games in 16 or 17 days was superseded by Northwestern, who had 6 in 13 days. And but theirs was because of COVID and makeup games,
right,
and things like that. And I think if you saw last night, you know, second half, they just looked like they couldn't do anything. And Michigan played good, too. But I'd say that, for all these teams is somewhat of a factor. You look at Ohio State, Wisconsin played last night. You know, those two teams were ranked beginning of the Big Ten. And going into last night's game, I think they were 2-16 in the last 18 games they both played against other people. You know, in other words, it was unbelievable. I mean, it's just how things have happened. So you can go on a 4 or 5 game losing streak pretty quick, and that's why you got to keep getting better and play better, and then the wins will come.
First time for our Spartans, Tom, playing in the Super Saturday event, and quite frankly, yeah, it might be working out rather well with that game at Madison Square Garden, high noon tomorrow. What a great place for these kids to play, and might as well put our cards on the table. You don't have to play at the Rutgers Athletic Center, also known as the Rack, which is a very difficult place to play.
Yeah, you know, in that respect, I mean, we'll probably have 4,000 or 5,000 Michigan State fans, I bet, at the game no matter what we do. I think that'll happen for sure. And, I mean, they'll still have, 15,000 people at the Rack. You get 9, but it's a little different in Madison Square Garden than in the Rack. So I guess if there's a little advantage, that could be for us. Although, you know, like when we play down in Detroit, that's a heck of a scene for us. So them in New York could be the same scene for them. So, you know what, you still got to put the ball in the basket. You still got to play the game, and, you know, all those other things are factors before the game, but usually once the game starts, they're not really big factors.
Well, you go back to January 19th at the Breslin Center, able to take care of Rutgers, 70-57. A.J. Hogard pacing the festivities with 16 points to go along with 7 assists. It's a pretty scrappy Rutgers team, there's no doubt about that.
I think they're the toughest team in the league and maybe the most experienced. They got size, they got huge guards, they've got, you know, they've been through the wars, and they've been through losing, you know, those kids when they were freshmen, they lost some there. So I think they're, I really like his style as a coach. He's a tough guy, and they play, they're the best defensive team in the league right now. And so it's going to be a physical battle. That's why getting Malik back helps, because he gives us that dimension that we're lacking on the perimeter. And I think, as he gets better, we're going to get better. And as, to be honest with you, as we got to play better too. I mean, I did not think we played as well offensively at Purdue. And, but I watched our fans kind of complain about doubling the post. We doubled a little bit there and it got hurt. But you saw what happened with Penn State did. One guy hit 9-10 threes. So,
oh, yeah,
they got enough weapons either way. But we're looking forward to it, guys. You guys have a good weekend. And
you too, Coach.
I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Good luck on Saturday.
Look forward to it. All the best.
MSU taking out Rutgers. WJR broadcast time is 11 a.m. tomorrow. Thank you, Stevie.
All right, Paulie. You have a great weekend now.
You do the same. 8:43, this just coming in. Labor market affirmed its strength in January, producing another hefty round of hiring, even as interest rates continue to rise. Employers added 517,000 jobs on a seasonally adjusted basis, the Labor Department saying, an increase from 260,000 in December. The unemployment rate was 3.4%, the lowest since 1969.